dad, dad,
ow,
dad, dad,
ow,
dad, dad,
ow,
dad, dad, dad.
And welcome to the Movie Maidens. Welcome back.
Yes, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. All right. So welcome back to the Movie Maidens. As always, you're joined by me, Dorsa.
Me, Morgan.
And me, Margo.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
They told me not to sing, but I sang anyway.
We said you didn't have to sing.
It's just because your voice.
It sounds so pained.
I've got the
It's okay. It's okay. But today, if you guessed from the beautiful intro we played, Pitch Perfect? No, not just Pitch Perfect. Today, we're going to be talking about first year of university, college, post-secondary, as depicted in movies and TV shows, with Pitch Perfect being a great example.
Yeah.
This is something we know a lot about because we're fourth years. So yes. We did have a first year
experience. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we've literally
I think we hit like most of the staples, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, like we went to an abandoned pool and had like a riff off and it was like
yeah.
Yeah. Also, the dream, basically.
Yeah. I was gonna say they were antagonists and like
competed nationally in an a cappella group.
Yeah, called the Hawcapellas.
Yo,
no,
shout
we
out
didn't
the
even.
Hawcapellas.
Yo, shout out them, but we're not a part of them.
Yeah,
no,
I missed out on that. It's okay though.
You guys, that's your dream. That's Source's dream.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. I love a cappella.
I would love to support you in a cappella.
Thank you.
I'd be like Benji with the number one like.
Foam finger,
but the one is a treble sign. That would be me to you.
Wow. Actually, thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
Actually, thank you.
I'd be the skeptical friend who ends up supporting in the end, like who's like, but their toe is tapping.
Yeah.
Like that's me.
Yeah, they can't help but like.
But like they're like supportive, but like they're like kind of grumpy about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's just start this discussion. Why not? We're already talking about it. General thoughts on Pitch Perfect.
I love this movie. I think it's awesome. I think it's perfect. Yeah, watched it for the first time when I was, I don't know, like young, like grade 6 or something.
Yeah.
So kind of awesome. Saw the second one and the third one in theaters. One could say I'm perfect. A fan. Those ones they're not as good as the first one, but, you know, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Margo, do you want to give us your experience with?
Yeah, I didn't see Pitch Perfect until my third year of university.
With us.
So
with
last year.
So last year.
This past year.
Yep, it's been 1 year of Pitch Perfect for me.
It's been 1 year since I watched Pitch Perfect for the first time. Little Canadian reference.
Clapped my hands and said, it's all right. that was my reaction. I think I watched it too old. I actually probably would have eaten this up if I was younger because I was actually a part of a like glee club for a while where we put on plays and sang together, and I was in a choir and I was in a Christian rock band. I was in a number of singing groups and I was really enthusiastic about it for many years. But we're also going to talk about Community today.
Oh yeah.
And I think like out of the three of us, I'm like the most like Jeff Winger pilled, where like the world has jaded me. So I watched it. I was like,
"This
is good."
I don't care, but secretly you care.
But secretly, I really care. So that's why I say I don't care. It's because I have a big heart and I'm sensitive. Mm-hmm. So I liked it. For like weeks after we were doing, I would just start going, "I've got the magic in me."
Benji Apple.
Apple Bomb.
Apple Bomb.
Apple Bomb.
And you guys would just start doing the rest of it.
Yep.
Like all of the
true.
Other noises.
Yeah, the rest of the instruments.
Yeah.
Of the mouth.
Yeah, the rest of them.
And the dance.
Yeah. When they're playing each other like instruments.
Yeah. But I am not like a big a cappella fan like you guys. Like I don't like pentatonics. I'm sorry, Dorsa. I know that's like a shot to the heart, but
you know what? After Avi left, that's fair to say, but
like I'm the biggest Pitch Perfect skeptic, but I liked it. I liked the second one. I liked that Flula was in it.
Yeah.
Das Sound Machine.
Das Sound Machine.
And I promise next week, guys, I will do my actual beautiful Benji singing on the mic.
Okay.
When I'm not dying.
Exciting.
So yeah. on the edge of my seat for that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Pitch Perfect, Orsa?
I watched this film for the first time. When did it come out? 2012? Okay. I watched this film for the first time when I'm going to say I was in grade four, grade five.
Real.
For the first time. And I did see the second one in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
When did the second one come out?
Jamie.
When did the second one come out?
16?
Pitch Perfect. That's 2. Good. 2015. So May 2015, that means I was
You were 11.
Yeah, I was in grade 5.
Okay, that also means that I watched the first one in grade 5 too.
Yeah, so I watched the first one in either grade 5 or grade 4. And then, yeah, and I loved it. I loved it so much. This was like one of my favorite movies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the second one in theaters and they sang that Fall Out Boy song, I about lost my mind.
That's real.
I was deep into that emo. Can't really call it a phase if it hasn't ended.
Emo life.
Emo life, yeah.
You're like an emo larva. Like an emo caterpillar. Yeah. And now you're an emo butterfly.
I'm a moth. I'm so edgy, you guys. Actually, wouldn't even like me if you knew the real me.
No, but I'd actually love you.
Wait, I love you more, though. Absolutely loved this movie. Refused to watch the third one because I heard it was really bad. And after everything I've learned about it, I'm glad that I never watched it and ruined it for myself.
It definitely is a movie that they made.
It loses. It's not even about them like competing in acapella anymore.
It's really
not. It's literally not. It's about like spy espionage and like kidnapping.
Yeah.
They refuse to let me see the third one. They're like, you don't need to see that.
You did. You barely like the second one, bro.
Yeah, I barely like the second one. So yeah. I don't think I would like
it. And Jesse's not even in the third. And yeah. They're broken up.
So and the like, good thing is we don't even have to talk about the second one because that's not their first year of school.
Literally. But I did think that watching Pitch Perfect did set up false expectations for what university was going to be like.
So that's actually a question that I have for you guys is what did you think would happen specifically like in your first year, first term, first year of university, but it didn't, but specifically because of, you know, stuff that you'd seen in TV shows or film.
I'll go first. I thought that, I hoped that I would make a big friend group, you know, kind of like they have in community, like the study group. And I think that that was successful.
Yeah,
we have a really big group of friends.
Yeah. We do. So I would say
we're actually loved.
Aw.
Counting my blessings every day.
Yeah, so true. I think that that was something. I pictured myself going to more events.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like any events, really. Any of them. I went to homecoming in first year. Haven't done that since. So
how was it?
Homecoming.
It was a football game. Yeah. I'm not a football person.
Yeah. Same.
We lost.
So I don't think a lot of people in our demographic are football people because like we are naturally more inclined to care more about hockey.
Oh, true. Like and heated rivalry.
Yeah, also because yes, exactly. But also because like that's like such a part of like university, college kind of culture, like in like American movies, Hollywood movies, which I think a lot of my false expectations like came more from it being American post-secondary life versus we're in
And like
Ontario.
I think that like sorority and frat culture is way bigger in the States than it is here. Like we have obviously frats and stuff.
Yeah, but like they're avoidable.
Yeah,
if you want to, but and like it's like it's not like really in your face over.
Yeah. And I just feel like everyone's drinking in movies in first year and like our drinking age is obviously 19. So like none of us were able to like drink at like parties and stuff unless.
Well, we were drinking.
No, but like.
Actually, no, police. I wasn't drinking at all.
No, but you know what I mean?
Like, you can't get into places that are 19 plus.
Yeah, you can't get in. You can't like go out to drink with your friends. Like, oh, let's go out tonight. It was always like, oh, let's roam the streets.
But yeah. It's 21 in the States, though. It's higher.
I know, but that doesn't
because of that, they drink more, though, because it's higher.
Just in movies.
No, but but we're talking about in movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But also, like young people drink more in the States like than they do in Europe where like places are.
Yeah.
The alcohol age is like lower because it's like less of like a I'm going to rebel and do this thing. It's like a normal thing. So it's like you don't have any desire to do it in excess. Yeah.
But I just think that that was a false expectation. Yeah. That we were all going to be like out partying all the time because like you couldn't get anywhere in Waterloo.
It is kind of difficult to get anywhere.
And also it's so fucking cold.
Yeah. But we had such a big friend group that we would kind of just all make our own like party.
A party. No, but it did. Every day.
No, yeah, for sure.
Like I felt like we all lived in a dorm together.
WCH, Waterloo College Hall.
Represent.
And like we all were like next door neighbors, so like I would just walk out of my room and like I just walk to like wander the hall, and I'd be like, oh, okay, so everyone is like smoking pot in this person's room, like everyone is like doing whatever. Sorry, you know, WCH,
if that was a thing that we were allowed to do, it's like a metaphor.
Like a lot of us were of age and we're doing things legally, and we would never do.
I would go down the hall and say, they're playing patty cake in Morgan's room.
Yeah,
I'm
drinking juice.
Drinking apple juice and playing with my blocks.
Yeah.
So
I'm eating a really yummy cookie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Yeah. Yep.
okay, Scooby-Doo. Sandwich.
Guys, I don't know what that was. That wasn't me. That was really scary.
Bro, Dorsa got taken over by the sandwich entity.
The sandwich.
For my first year experience, to be honest, I'm really thinking about it, and I didn't really have many expectations. Leading up to this episode, I was like, guys, I'm kind of going to be useless because I did not watch many university things growing up. I don't know why. I don't know. I've never been very interested in it. For me, I was like, university means freedom, and I'll just be able to, like, that's the thing I do actually love about university, and also being an adult.
Yeah.
Is just, nobody's like, where are you going? What are you doing? Come back.
That's kind of how I talk to you.
No, well, but my friends are one thing. Like, if it's like,
no, I know, I'm just kidding.
If it's like a parent or like someone in a, like a position of power, I'm like, but I'm kind of like that when I have like a boyfriend or like a girlfriend or like a partner. I'm like, they're like, where are you going? What are you doing? When are you coming back? But I used to be like that. And now I'm like, but my first year canon event was I did have an evil ex during it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hope for that. Yeah. But I feel like that's a big thing in like shows and stuff. It's like dating an evil person. Like Britta dated that like evil shirtless guy. What's his name?
Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn.
Yeah.
True.
Getting rid of Britta. Getting rid of the bee.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's fair. I don't know what I thought. I was just really stressed that I was going to make zero friends. You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm hashtag a little bit anxious.
That's actually okay. Really real. I definitely thought that I didn't think I'd have to be doing this much work. Like, I feel like, I don't know why I was like, it's like, maybe I'm just saying this because I'm in fourth year. I mean, there really wasn't that much work in first year, but like, I was like, damn, every class is like a real class. Because like, I don't know, maybe it's because I had so many like bullshit classes in high school where I'm like, this class is so, in high school, like everything was like either really, really easy or like really hard. So I, like, it was a hard concept for me to be like, wait, this is like, I like this subject, but also I have to work hard. Like, so I, yeah. That's because I was like, well, I'm not, because like you see in TV shows and movies, I'm a film major. Like, I'm not going to have to do labs and like shit like that.
Yeah. And also in like TV and movies, like they don't really show people actually like doing work.
Unless they're like, I have to study for the big exam tomorrow, which that's real. That's actually real. Yeah. Every scene I've seen, it's like, I have to cram and I can't do it. I have to stay up all night. That actually is real.
Mm-hmm.
It is real.
It is real.
This is true.
Yeah. The work is definitely a thing. Well, I expected that. Now, like literally in our class we had before this, Morgan.
We're an animated film, in case people wanted to know.
I was people watching, and like I can, like, and even when I walk in the halls now, I'm like, first year. Yeah. Looks at me with deep fear.
I mean, that was me in second year.
Yeah, of course. But like,
you don't know anything.
It's just like amplified. Yeah. Like that the actually, more years you spend in university. Like, I remember when I first came to university, I was like, wow, there's so many like different people. Like, yeah. There's so many cute people. Like, I feel like the world is my oyster. Like, everyone is my age. And now I'm like, you're 17. You're 18. Yeah. Why is everyone younger than me? I'm old.
Literally.
No, I'm like, so everyone just got here but me.
Literally. I'm like, I need, like, I am getting senioritis. I'm like, I need to leave.
Yeah, I know. I have, I live with a first year. So that's been fun. Mm-hmm. She's really fun. Love her. She's silly. But just like being in fourth year and all of the rest of my roommates being in our final years and just like she's in first year, it's just like just the contrast is there. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, wow, she really hasn't like developed since high school because like obviously
it
like,
just, yeah, high school just happened
like,
for her.
Yeah. It's been
it's like that was 2 months ago for her.
Yeah.
It's like,
literally.
It's crazy how much you like develop in like the year out of high school.
I'm like, oh, damn, you're talking to people on Snapchat. What's going on?
You're meeting people on Snap. You're just adding people on Snap. You don't know them and you're talking to them.
Crazy.
I feel like I played way more Pokemon Go than I thought I would in first year.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon Go was big in our house, bro.
Me and Dorsa.
And second year. I was playing Pokemon Go a lot in second year, too. And I just had to delete it. It was too much storage.
And our phones are always overheating. We'd be like, my phone's so hot.
My phone's dying. I've been on Pokemon Go for the last 12 hours.
Yeah, literally. We'd be like, we need to go here because there's a gym. Yeah. And we weren't even good at it. I didn't even get very good at it.
Yeah, all my, I was like, I like this one because it's cute.
My Pokemon's level 2. Let's walk here.
Yeah. My eggs would never hatch.
Yeah, same. I don't know why. We were always walking everywhere.
Yeah. But, I mean, what you said, though, that's kind of then, like, you saying you notice first years, that's kind of something that is true about films where you see older students being like, you're new here, aren't you? And they're like, how could you tell? Yeah. I just knew. Yeah, man, I did. I just knew.
Yeah.
I actually do just know.
You can just tell.
I'm like, acne hasn't cleared up. Like, you're still dressing like it's high school. Like, you haven't found your own style yet.
You have a glint in your eye.
Yeah.
You know, you're still young.
Like, you got that baby fat on your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little hope for the world.
Yeah,
you haven't started using like a dermaplaner yet. Like your eyebrows are like full.
Yeah,
like a bushy.
That's actually. That's real.
Especially like even like within a couple of years, like I feel like there's a big like fashion difference.
I was about to say that
because like I'm like okay, so you're wearing the first year uniform. This is no insult to anyone that wears anything at all.
No, absolutely not.
But it's just like we aren't tapped into like what the younger people than us, like we know what people our age like, but we're just not tapped into what we used to be when we were in high school or at that age or in first year of like what actually is like super popular. Like we're probably finding out about certain stuff like 2 weeks late, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not like even Instagram old. To TikTok.
Yeah. No, exactly. So I feel like I'm like, oh, like if everyone's wearing this, like this must be the new trendy thing. And I'm like, okay, I feel like all these people are the same age. Therefore,
that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we were in Vancouver, even last year and third year, like were you getting called Unk, Morgan? Me and Dorsa were getting called Unk every single day.
I was.
Day.
By people 2 years younger.
No, yeah. I'm 21 to like, I'm 18. And like, I'm like, I don't Unk to you now, but you're going to be Unk soon, bro. If this is Unk to you, yo, your freaking sibling has a baby on the way because you're about to be Unk.
Literally, the way you're freaking Unk. Like, I
must have a nephew the way you're Unk.
I literally responded to some, like, one of my younger friends, like a post where it's like, when you turn 21, they kill you. I'm 21. And I was like, what do you know about this? You're 19 years old. Like, you're not even in your 20s. Like, I see so many young people liking posts where it's like, when you're in your 20s, bro, you know what? Back then, maybe I would have liked those too. But it's actually, once you hit, like, 20, 21... I'm like, I pay for like most of my shit. Like,
got a job.
I have a job. Like, I'm doing my schoolwork with my job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in first year, I would have been like, this is too much. I'm scared. Like, I don't know.
As someone who had a job in first year, that was a lot of fun because I would bring home a lot of free food.
Yeah, you did.
That was great.
A lot of, like, at the end of the shift, I'd be like, yo. Can I have like 5 pounds of wings? And then I would just bring them all home and everyone would eat them.
Yeah, I haven't had a proper job since high school. I worked in high school, but not. I was like, okay, university, I need to lock in.
But and that's okay.
I actually
that is okay.
That is a lie though, because I really did try to find a job for a while.
The job market's tough.
It is tough, guys. Guys, we are in an economic crisis, and so if you're affected by that, hang in there. We're all in this freaking together.
Picture
and
the
need
cat
to remember that.
Hanging from the tree. Hang in there.
Hang in there.
Yeah, exactly. But another question I have for you guys regarding this is kind of more general question. I guess maybe not specifically to first year, but what has been a case where you've noticed that an actor is playing younger than they are? Because I feel like you see that a lot with, like, it's like, I'm like, they're supposed to be, you know, like a first year in college, and they're like jacked.
Well, let me take this one. I've been watching The Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
Which is, you know, CW show, primetime, you know, 2010s. Mm-hmm. So it is all 20-year-olds playing high schoolers. And then they're vampires. So then they're supposed to be that age forever.
Forever.
And it's like, and I was just watching it, and Ian
Somerhalder.
Thank you. I'm like, bro, you're 30.
You're 30.
And I'm like, and I could tell that you're 30. And I'm like, I was supposed
to be like 18 forever, and it's like you're
not,
though.
Or like oh my god, what's his name?
Stefan?
No, the Elena's brother.
Oh, the little brother.
I'm totally blanking.
Is he a werewolf?
Jeremy. No, he's not a
werewolf.
Hunter.
He's a hunter, sorry.
Anyways, Jeremy is supposed to be 18 at this season, in season 6 that I'm watching right now. And he literally is super...
He's so jacked.
Super jacked. Like, actually so freaking jacked. And I'm like, you're like 26,
he's a hunter.
Bro. I'm like, what is going on? I was like, it's actually shocking. Like, everyone looks so old, and I'm watching.
And they eventually
and
get
like,
to college. They eventually get to college, and it's like you're like, it's like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
it's like okay, you're high school. You look older in high school, and it's like, okay, I'm older now, and I'm in college. It's like, bro,
and I'm older now, and I'm just gonna wear business casual, and I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah,
I'm like you're my age. Freaking, I'm like, what's going on?
To be fair, Vampire Diaries was in the 2010s, right?
Yeah.
And every like person
rocking business casual
to
the club.
Business casual. It was actually like, I remember distinctly, like, bro, people recently have been like 2026, 2016, and then they're bringing back 2013 and 2012.
I'm like,
that's not even right. Like,
you weren't even there.
Literally, you weren't even there. And I remember, like, at the time, like 2012 to like 2016, 2018, being like, I actually fucking hate the time we live in. Like, the aesthetics are so ugly. Like, I love it politically, obviously, but like, I was like, oh my fucking god, if I see another like duck nail business casual,
yeah,
like,
and I remember
2016
being able
makeup.
To trace it by the YouTube rewind.
Yes.
And being like, oh, well, this YouTube rewind's really good because 2013 is really good. And then you see like 2015's YouTube rewind, you're like, what the fuck is this fucking shit?
What is this slop?
Literally.
Yeah, when that one YouTube rewind where KSI spun the fidget spinner, and then like the camera got closer and like back, and it was like, nobody pepper me, don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bro, the one YouTube rewind where Zan and Phil dress as Stranger Things on
yes.
the bikes.
That's Byler being canon right there.
Literally.
Sorry, had to just sneak that in there.
That's the paratext.
That's the paratext to watch Stranger Things, because Dan and Phil confirmed gay in the big year of 2025.
Also, guys, this is actually, I'm so glad you mentioned Dan and Phil, because this is something I've been wanting to bring up since October 13th, where I made this note and I forgot. But literally weeks after we started our podcast, Dan and Phil started a podcast. Like, they're actually copying us. Like,
no,
we
they
actually
are.
Inspired them.
What
guys,
the
if
fuck?
if you trace it back, I need to stop putting my phone on the table. It's like, if you trace it back, guys, we actually had our freaking podcast first. So
we did.
I'm so glad that we inspired them and that we could.
What else can they do together? They have a gaming channel together. They have, well,
they live together.
They live together. They're
in love
sex.
Together.
Like, they are.
Or that. I said in love.
No, I'm just vulgar like that, I guess. Now they have a podcast together. Ugh.
They're hanging out maxing.
They are. Yeah, that's actually cute though.
Yeah.
But as for actors playing younger
than they are.
Slash older than they I guess younger than
younger
they are.
Than they are.
Because we're watching Game of Thrones all together right now.
Yes.
Sporadically. I'm watching Game of Thrones.
I have seen the show.
And you guys watch it with me.
Yes. I'm rewatching with Margot. I got her into it. I'm taking credit.
Yeah, you did. You did. Take the credit.
Yeah.
But we were literally just talking about, I'm like, wow, like some of the scenes, like with like some of the younger people in it, like it's so clear that they're supposed to be like 7 or 8 years old, and it's like a 12-year-old playing them. So they're like, "No, we're not gonna do that."
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I just think that's because of practicality, maybe.
Yeah, it's also difficult because like if you cast like a 10-year-old,
oh, it definitely is, but it's still funny.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, you don't know what I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay.
If you cast a 10-year-old, the jump between 10 and 11 is so drastic.
True.
So in the 1 year between, you're gonna be like, that kid looks so different, and it's not even the fault of like the
yeah.
show trying to push it out faster.
Yeah.
It's just like that's just how puberty works.
Yeah.
So they casted pretty age accurate actors for the age that they're supposed to be in the show, not the books. And sorry, I need to clear
thank
that
God.
Up. Yeah, that'd be bad. Anyways, and it's just kind of like you're watching it, and then the next season you're like, these people look 3 years older.
Yeah, that's true. But my real answer is probably Riverdale.
Oh,
when I was watching Riverdale in high school, I was like, this doesn't, or in elementary
that's
school,
good, that's good.
I was like, these are like, do you guys ever watch something like that when you're like in elementary school and you're like, yes, this is how everyone looks when they're 18.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then you turn 18.
You're like, what
you're
the
like,
hell?
Wait, where's the huzz at?
Literally.
You're like, where is jacked freaking
like, why
Archie?
Why does boy look 12?
KJ Apa?
Yeah, where's KJ Apa like drawing on his face and like, yo, he's Jimmy Stewart.
I can fight for my country just like every other American.
I can fight for my country just like every... I can't even do it. I can't even do it right now because I'm sick.
I can fight for my country just like every other American.
Jimmy Stewart.
And
then Rob Riggle is in the freaking movie for some reason.
Murray.
Get Rob Riggle out of the Jimmy movie 2026.
Jimmy! Guys, okay, Movie Made His Listeners is excited for Jimmy.
What are you talking about?
The Jimmy Stewart biopic.
They're making
story.
A Jimmy Stewart biopic story.
What?
He's Jimmy Stewart.
This is how I find out.
I can't believe I didn't tell you. And his accent is really good. We
yeah.
just watched Shop Around the Corner. And that also included someone where we were like, bro, he is not like a child.
Bro, actually,
or
you know what I think the
Jimmy,
biggest...
It's going to come out this year, actually.
What?
Yeah, starring...
Oh, yeah, because it's 2026.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that the biggest version of someone like... not playing their age and like it being super duper obvious for me personally is in high school. I at a sleepover, you know, very appropriately watched the film A Clockwork Orange, Stanley Kubrick.
Oh.
And the guy in it, like the main guy,
yeah,
like the guy, he's supposed to be 15.
Malcolm McDowell.
He's supposed to be a 15-year-old boy, and I was like watching it and I didn't know that because he doesn't look 15 at all. He looks like 25, and because
yeah,
he is 25. Or he's 27, actually. Anyways, and I think. Anyways, you have the trailer up for Jimmy.
Yeah, I'll play it in a second.
But I literally, like, was watching it, and I was like, I don't understand. Like, what's going on? Like, why is he like, going to school right now? I'm like, confused. And then we looked up how old he was supposed to be, and I was like, 15? I'm 15. I was like, there's no way that this old-ass man is supposed to be my age.
That's actually so funny, because I had the opposite reaction when I watched it in high school. I was like, yeah, he's 15. But I low-key have age blindness. I think I have, like, mild face blindness and also mild age blindness, I think, guys. I'm always like, they're like, this age.
Yeah.
You
know,
I'm usually not right.
But that's me with a child. I look at a kid, I'm like, what are you, like, between the ages of 4
I'm
and 12?
I'm actually really good with kids. I'm like, okay, you're 8 years old. You're 8.5 years old around.
No, yeah, I can't tell anymore. I can't. I'm topped out.
Yeah. I have a shit ton of little cousins, too. And I'm always like, how old are you? How old are you again? No, like, how long have you been 12?
Bro, when we went away from Vancouver for a year, my cousin's cousins, so they're not really, they're not actually related to
That's
me.
That's the ops, bro.
No, yeah. They're my friends. They're
Wait,
my
no,
friends.
When you see them at the family function, you're
they
like,
they used
yo,
to be my ops.
How do you
they
know my cousin?
Me.
I'm their cousin, bro. I'm their cousin.
But I saw them after a year, bro. They both shot up like half a foot, and they're both like tall and skinny, and they sound like me right now, like because they have puberty voice.
Unreal.
I'm like, hey guys, like how's it going? Long time no see, and they're like, hey Margo. What's up? I'm
That's
like,
real.
Whoa. What's going on?
That's like,
what's going on with
my,
you, little
my
boy?
Cousin has two babies, but mm-hmm. they're not, they're like 2 and 5. The 5-year-old, guess how tall he is? 4 feet.
What?
He's, I was about to catch up with me. What
Literally,
the hell?
I'm like, why is he so tall? He's 5.
Bro has 1 foot to go and I'm smoked. I'm done.
I'm cooked. Dorsa cooked.
Freaking 4-year-old clobbering me, actually taking me out. But in case you guys were curious, this is a
This is Jimmy.
This is KJ Apa as Jimmy.
Don't I have the right to serve my country just like anyone else does?
America can't afford to lose Jimmy Stewart.
But yeah,
that don't actually was really good.
Don't I have the right to serve
America? Don't I have the right to serve my country whenever, just like anyone else does?
Whenever I think about Jimmy Stewart.
I don't like his contacts, though. I'm really sorry. Seeing KJ Apa without brown eyes, I don't like it.
Yeah, it is scary.
Jimmy.
Now I found you know in Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, Jiminy Cricket is Jimmy Stewart, basically.
Yes.
Someone doing a Jimmy Stewart impression.
Yeah. Yes. That is what I think about whenever anyone says Jimmy Stewart.
Well, what are you doing?
To the point where I watched Pinocchio for class the other day, like the OG Pinocchio, and Jiminy Cricket, I literally was talking about him and I literally called him Jimmy Stewart.
Wait, they gave him plastic surgery? Oh, because this is how he looked in Scared Shrekless, and it's technically in the same universe.
Guys, I actually really miss the old Shrek aesthetic. Like, I actually really miss when everyone was, like really, like, photorealistically, like, ugly. Like, I really love that about Shrek. And now everything is like, I'm cute.
Yeah, his Gen Z daughter, bro.
His Gen Z daughter. I'm like, actually, get out.
She's going to be like, I don't want to be in a swamp anymore, Dad. And he's going to be like, but we're ogres. We have to be in the swamp.
Ugh, Dad, I'm on my mud phone right now. Can you, like, not talk to me?
What do you mean it's an app? What's an app? Everything these days is an app. Dennis Reynolds crash out, but it's Shrek.
Bro.
Okay, all right. What's another app on my phone? Shrek. Shrek, you just gotta get another app, Shrek.
Just another app.
But I got an app that makes waffles.
Oh, you're being donkey.
Yeah. Really you good. Didn't get that?
I met Donkey once. Like at No, I'm not joking. This is at
yes, at Universal.
Yeah, Universal.
I've met him too.
Okay, wow. And you looked at me like I was crazy. I said I met Donkey once and you what? Universal Studios Donkeys. Just, and he had really a stack funny. Of waffles too.
He did.
And like a little booth thing. Yeah, bro.
Wow.
And like it moved and like rode. Oh, what the that one looks
that one's scary. Did you ride the 4D Shrek ride?
No.
That was really good. Like, you get, like, snotted on and stuff.
I did the 4D Simpsons
My Nightmare. My Nightmare,
actually. I've been talking about snot too much lately.
I hate snot.
But it's because I've been snotting.
If, like, not, okay. Like, snot, like, as a human bodily function, sure, whatever.
Oh,
fine.
The Simpsons ride? I actually rode that, like, 5 times.
I've never been to Universal.
I was so freaking scared of Sideshow Bob in this.
I was obsessed with Sideshow Bob, like, autistically, like, as a kid for a while. And so was our friend Shannon, fun fact. She also had an autistic obsession with Sideshow Bob.
That's awesome.
This, I saw this when I was, like, I don't know, in grade one, we took a trip and we went to Universal Studios. And I actually was so scared, and then I was obsessed with, like, the Simpsons Tapped Out game, and there's a thing where, like, when you're visiting another thing or whatever, I don't know, like, Sideshow Bob can show up, and if you tap him, it's like, you arrest him, and, like, you get, like, fucking, I don't know, like, fucking coins or donuts or whatever.
I remember this.
And, like, genuinely, like, I played that shit in high school. Like, I played that shit when I was, like, fucking, like, 16, and genuinely every time, like, I saw Sideshow Bob, like, my heart would skip a beat.
Oh.
I was like, I need to get him. Like, I would be so anxious. Like, I'd be like, okay, where is he? And once I got him, I was like, oh, okay, now I can, like, relax and play the game.
I loved it when he would show up in my town. I played it younger. I played it, like, 12. But that's when I was obsessed with Sideshow Bob.
It was a re-download for me when I got it in high school. I got it during COVID, I think. Because I had fuck all to do.
Bro, and that one Simpsons episode where he was like, oh, die, Bart, die? I just meant the, Bart, the. I was like, wow, that's genius. When I was 11, I was like, oh, well, obviously he meant the Bart the, he was speaking German.
Lol.
I was like, wow. And then when he gets hit with the rake, I was like, that's hilarious. I love this guy. I'm obsessed with him now, and that's all I'll talk about.
Fire.
That's real.
Unrelated of The Simpsons.
Yes, Simpsons.
I think that, I guess back onto university. I think that there's just so much content of high school out there, and there's so many shows and movies are centered in high school, and anime, everything's just like high school centered, that like there isn't enough university or college centered shows. Like, for example, Euphoria, why is that high school?
Yeah,
just make that in college, and then everything would be better. Actually, everything actually
because
would be
everyone
better.
Is a pedophile.
Yes. And I'm like,
what's up with that?
Which, I'm like, I guess they just want to show that he's a really bad guy, but, like, why?
Like, I just don't, because it's, like, the people writing it, right? It's, like, because, like, excluding if you're a high schooler writing a play about high schoolers and you perform it in high school, like, I'm excluding that, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if you're a grown adult that, like, years has passed since high school and you're writing something about high school characters doing this, it's like, I know you didn't do that shit in high school. I know you weren't freaking having parties and doing drugs and this and that, that, that. So it's like, why are you, like, yo, low-key, I'm going to sit down and imagine some teenagers doing drugs and having sex. Like, what the hell?
Like, yes, that is some people's high school experience, like, 100%.
Yeah, but with stuff like Euphoria specifically, it's like, why? Like, actually, what? Because it's, like, not even about high school anymore. It's not even about them being in high school, because, like, nothing literally about it is any something that has to do with them being
the only
high
thing
school
in high school
all
is like, just that that's somewhere where they all go.
No, literally. It's like, bro, just make it college.
Yeah, just make them be in all the same classes.
And you know what? That like, makes so much more sense. It's like, and it's like, because it's like, when you're making it about those characters, it's like, what is your target audience? Is it high schoolers? Because if so, that's a little weird, no? It's like, I'm going to write this for high schoolers to watch, and I'm going to add tons of drugs and sex and adult stuff. It's like, why are you doing that,
like,
though?
High schoolers are going to be like, yo, I want to do that.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so if your target audience isn't high schoolers, it's other grown people watching fake high schoolers played by grown people. Like, it's like, I don't understand it.
Okay, but I know you like love Dark Betty though.
Stop. When she had to strip, when she was do a strip routine Mad when she was word underage to get initiated into a gang, and then Jughead's like, yo, actually don't do this, and she's like, but I want to. What is happening?
Actually hilarious. I've like, seen like, so much of her.
How is that about high school anymore? Did you get to the point where they did the time skip?
Yes.
And Archie came back from the war with PTSD.
Yes, I did. And then it got to a bit of that, and then they switched it up again.
And then that one chick was pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. And then I stopped after.
Oh, the serpent chick.
Yeah, and then Cheryl was like in her haunted house, and like it's like that one book where it's like constantly doing. She's like constantly doing construction on her house because like once the house is done, it's like a.
Oh, like the Winchester still, Mystery House?
Yeah, kind of. Because she's, like, grieving her brother still. It's like, bro, he died in season one. Like, I know. I like, obviously. But it's, like, it is just the same arc over and over again. Because mm-hmm. she's, like, I'm over it. And it's, like, you can write grief in a more complex way than that.
Yeah.
They
got to give her more. They had to give her more to do, and they never did. She was, like, my favorite character, to be honest.
Love her. And Madeline Petch. Yeah. I'm, like, that's my ginger goat.
That's my ginger goat, for real.
Actually,
but
I've been living for the weekend,
but no, not anymore.
I think we can also talk about the first season of Community.
Yeah,
fire.
Community is the reason why I took SB 101 and SB 102 in first year, and now I'm taking SB 465. Guys,
do you have a Spanish minor? No.
I mean, I'm not graduated yet, so no. But I'm applying for one because I'm not done after this term, but next term. So I'm pretty sure I can still get one. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm getting a minor in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Spanish.
Okay, Jimmy. I'm getting a minor in Spanish.
I have a right to 5 minor country just like every other American.
See, Archie coming back for more, that was the prequel. That was the prequel to Jimmy.
Well, the reason that he was in the army in the first place is because he couldn't get into college because he had a panic attack during his SATs because he got attacked by a bear and had PTSD from it. Just in case anyone was curious.
That's not funny, but it's funny.
No, it's fucked up because it's like, yo, he had a panic attack because of PTSD. They're like, nope, sorry, you can't do SATs again. Nope, sorry, there's nothing we can do about this. Bro, come on.
Well, why was he thinking about a bear during his SATs?
He got attacked.
No, because he had PTSD from the bear attack.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, come on now.
Sorry, I was not following very well.
Sorry, that's my bad. It's a little convoluted. For no reason. Oh, yeah, I stopped watching once Aliens. Like, Archie was talking to that old man about, like,
I stopped watching there, too.
I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I was like, this show isn't for me.
And that was at the point where the actors clearly seemed very done.
Yeah.
With having to do Riverdale.
My cousin, I think, finished the whole thing.
Wow.
He kept me updated for a while on what was happening, but I only watched the first two or three seasons.
Yeah. At one point, Riverdale was the only thing I was ever looking forward to.
You guys remember Jingle Jangle?
Yeah, yes.
That
the drug they do while they played the knockoff D&D.
Yep.
And they did some weird second wave satanic panic.
Like, yep. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I like.
And then all of their parents knew each other in high school, and it's like, yo. And they're all in the same friend group, and it's like. And this didn't get brought up until, like, what was this? Like, season 4?
Hiram Lodge.
Don't bring up Hiram Lodge, bro.
Hiram Lodge.
Mija. Mija. Mija, no.
Don't do this, Mija.
Says, bro.
remember people were thirsting after him. I was like, what's going on? Everyone was thirsting after the parents and the kids. I was like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, because a lot of the parents were like, just like actors that people
knew. Yeah, like the girl from Twin Peaks.
From Twin Peaks, Madchen Amick. I always say her name wrong. I'm so sorry. That was absolutely...
Her name freaking Mädchen? Freaking girl in German? Mädchen?
Yeah, she... Yeah, it's Mädchen.
Wow.
Yeah, she plays Betty's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's Shelley.
And also, all the parents, bro. FP's freaking played by Skeet Ulrich.
Yep. Skeet Ulrich of Scream fame.
Then Luke Perry.
Luke Perry, rest in peace.
Yep.
What's her name from Showgirls and Bound?
Oh.
Gina.
Gina Gershon. Yeah. Gershwin?
Gershon.
Gershon.
So yeah, she plays freaking Jughead's mom.
Oh, yeah.
And she has that, like, face tat.
Bad as fuck. She's actually one of my number one celebrity crushes, probably. I love her so much.
Yeah, she has, like, a face tat. I remember that.
But I feel like we'd be, like, cousins or dating. Like, I feel like if I dated her. Never mind. That's off topic. That doesn't matter. Community.
Anyways, yeah, I think we could talk about the first season of Community for a little bit. Because, obviously, super meta. Abed's always referring to them as being characters on a TV show. And there's literally an episode where he has a bucket list of, he's like, things that movies and TV shows have told me make a successful.
Yeah. Actually, love Abed.
What is on the bucket list again?
Pants someone, get pantsed. I'll see if I can find it.
We should try to finish the bucket list before we graduate.
I don't really want to get pants, though.
You can pants me.
Oh, okay.
But not publicly.
But I want to.
I always wear a belt, though.
I'll do it when you're not.
Okay. Guys, who do you most identify with in Community?
Abed.
I know you identify with Abed.
Maybe Abed.
Abed. I also identify with Abed, I guess. But I think I identify with Jeffrey more.
That's real, because I really just love
Jeffrey. What are you, the dean? Hello, Jeffrey.
I love the dean.
Dean diddly dean.
Okay. This is Abed's quintessential college experience list. One, smashing a guitar of someone singing a love song. Haven't done that.
I would love to do that.
Two, bond with a group of lovable misfits. Check.
Check for us, yes.
Three, take on the school bully.
Did we do that? We did that at VFS.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Wow, you did.
Yeah, sure, check. Make out with the hottest girl on campus. Morgan keeps saying no, so.
hey.
steal a rival school's mascot.
Pants someone.
Oh, yeah, get pants. Pants someone and get pants by someone while wearing the standard giant hearts on, like giant red hearts on white boxers.
I will let you guys pants me if you get me heart.
That'd
underwear.
Be a great Halloween costume.
That would be just the underwear?
No. Like I'm you have a like a thing on your back that says like pants me.
Oh.
And you wear like big baggy pants. And then you're like, actually wearing shorts that are like.
You're like covering your crotch like when you get
what
pants.
What the freaking? No, and then you put like. No, that's really bad. I was going to say you put, like, poo-poo marks, skid marks on the back of the argument. He's like, whoa, what the heck? It's like, yo, you pants me. It's like, you said to, and you're just going to listen to everyone that tells you to pants them, bro? What the heck?
That's actually so funny.
Number eight, pledge the cool fraternity, but unbeknownst to you, be the target of ridicule without a chance in hell of ever getting in.
I mean, we were in the concourse the other day, and I literally turned to you, I think, and went, okay, were you joining a sorority?
Is there a sorority booth? So true.
And Dorsey said no.
No, I said, do you think they'll take us?
Wow.
Like, do you think they'll take us?
Half check.
And the answer is no.
And we said no because they're going to be like, you're leaving.
They're going to be like, you're old.
Yeah. Old as fuck.
You're freaking unk and chop.
You're not 17 anymore. We don't want you.
We don't want you. We need to bring in the 28-year-olds from outside. You need to be 17 for this to work.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. That's the truth about sorority culture. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. Number nine, create a quirky robot that once bong water is spilled onto its circuitry will bring it to life, making you the coolest person in school.
We could still do that.
That seems difficult.
Let's befriend some like CS engineering, like computer engineering majors.
You could do one of those builder robot kits. I could do that.
I did that once in with like a Lego. Oh, it was like a Lego robot building thing. Yo. And it was like robotics club or something like that, but it was like a one-time day. We did it one time in like grade 3 or grade 4, and I remember carrying my group. And I was like, because everyone was like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, guys, well, clearly you put this year. I'm like, guys, let's do it. And they're like, okay. Like, no one cared for some reason in my group. I remember I named it freaking Dance-a-tron 3000 or something.
Great name.
And they'd be like, okay, like, how's it going to dance? I'm like, look, it's going forward and it's going backwards.
That's so Abed of you, actually. What's his name? Dance-a-tron 3000.
Dance-a-tron 3000. I programmed it to be the fastest dancer in the world. 10, ridiculous situation descending into heavy-handed drama for the illusion of story. I feel like that's probably happened.
That's happened.
That's 100% that happened.
100 like, billion percent.
Like,
that's
like,
probably happened multiple times.
Yeah.
It has, within our friend group.
Yeah. Yeah. 11, participate in a toga party.
We still have time to do that.
Yeah, we could still host.
We could host one.
We could,
yeah.
For our birthday.
Ooh, toga party.
Happy birthday. Hugs me while wearing a toga. Both of us are wearing toga. Casually wears a toga to my own birthday party.
Bro.
Boy!
And I'd be like, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday to you.
Food fight.
Food fight.
12.
Haven't done that.
I don't need to do that.
Do that
though.
Tonight.
We spilled butter chicken.
Oh my God. Let me tell you about this story. That just happened before we recorded this. I went to my house because I was like, I want to save my money. And like, you know, and I made butter chicken last night. Two nights ago.
Because you were with me last night.
Yeah, I made butter chicken. Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
I made butter chicken on Sunday. And then, you know, I put it in a container, leftovers. We love it. And it was really delicious. And then I got it out of the container and I was stirring it around, you know, because I was heating it up in the microwave.
I was showing you a TikTok at the same time, too. It was partially my fault.
And then I was on the edge of the counter.
Distracted.
And then, Margaret showed me TikTok. And it just, like, fell on the floor. And because there's so much sauce in it, right? It, like, fell. And then the sauce, like splashed out of the container because it fell like straight up, like it wasn't like on its side or anything, and then it like splashed out all over my pants, all over the floor, all over the cupboards,
it's okay,
cabinets
though.
And everything. Yeah, so maybe that's food fight.
Bro, the video I was showing you was really funny though, because it was somebody playing The Sims. Dorsey, you don't know anything about this. I haven't even told this to you, so give me your raw reaction. It was somebody playing The Sims and they had like this ancient Greek world, so they changed Peeping Tom from Wicked Whims into... Sorry, guys. I'm mentioning Wicked Whims on the podcast. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. And they changed him to make him look Roman. And then they had, like, a centurion beat him up. And they also had, like, a mod that, like, left him with scratches all over his face. He limped away.
I low-key, when you were showing it to me, because we've been watching so much Game of Thrones, I was like, oh, okay, so this is the Hound beating him up. And I thought that that's why you were showing him to me, because I was like, ah, sick, the Hound. But
sick, the Hound.
Yeah. He's so much bigger than Peeping Tom.
Shout out Podrick. Email us if your favorite character of Game of Thrones is also Podrick.
Oh, email us what your favorite character of Game of Thrones is.
No spoilies.
Obviously, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Well, I can't be spoiled, but for them.
If there are spoilers, please say spoiler warning.
You can be spoiled for the last episode. You haven't seen the last episode.
But I know what happens.
That's why she hasn't watched.
But what if Podrick takes it out?
Podrick actually wins the Game of Thrones and he ends up
being
king.
That's my ideal ending of Game of Thrones. I know it's not going to happen, but I'd like to think they considered that as an ending and then they're like, no, that'd be too goated and we'd never write anything as good as that ever again. So we actually never can do that. Because then the real Game of Thrones is the game of which Podrick.
The game of which Podrick?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, well, my favorite character is the Hound. So if you like the Hound, also email. And if you like Daenerys, also email.
Yeah, I love Daenerys. Again, no spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers, please.
No spoilers, please.
Don't tell me anything.
Please don't also disrespect the Mother of Dragons.
Don't freaking ever do that.
Or Podrick.
I don't think we get any emails, so...
Dustin sometimes emails us.
Dustin emails
us.
Hey,
Dustin. You enjoying FNAF?
Hey.
Anyways.
How's it like living in FNAF?
Dustin lives in FNAF.
Yeah, Dustin's actually Mike Schmidt.
Yep. More like Dustin Schmidt.
More like Mike Dustin. Okay, guys, I get it. I'm hilarious, but we have a podcast to do.
Okay, you're right. Speaking of podcasts.
Podcast.
Okay. To bring the conversation to literature and novels and books, sorry, had to do it to him.
Okay. Guys, this next bit is going to be for the intellectuals, so just close your ears if you don't want it.
About to talk about romance books. No, I'm kidding. A little. So I like to read, nerd alert, and I really enjoy YA fiction, okay? I really like it a lot. I liked it more when I was a teenager, though, because everyone was like 17 and I was 17. I was like, this is sick. And then over the break, I was like, let me read this new series called
Fourth Wing
with dragons and stuff, because I like dragons. And yes. I was reading it, and immediately they start with being like, yeah, I'm 20. And I was like, thank God. I was like, wow, what a beautiful, beautiful time. I was like, I don't want to read about teenagers anymore. This is great.
That like, I know what your arc's going to be, bro. I went through that shit.
I'm like, I don't care. And I was like, this is awesome getting to like read about someone who's basically my age doing cool dragon shit. And I'm like, this is great. I don't have to pretend that she's an age that she's not. She is just 20. Yeah. And then her love interest is 22. And I was like, wow. Wow.
Sandwiched in the middle of those ages is your age, 21.
Literally. And I was like, wow, so age appropriate.
Not for long.
For them. You know, their room. True, I'll be 22 soon.
That's true. I won't be.
Yeah, you'll be freaking still crawling out of your crib, bro.
Yeah, I'm happy.
No, but I was just saying that the...
I'm the babiest unk.
Youngest unk in the world.
The maturity difference from, like, grade 12 high school to, like, fourth year university is, like, actually insane because it's, like, I don't even want to really watch shows about teenagers anymore. Okay, just ignore that I'm watching Vampire Diaries. They're in college right now. But, like, I don't even want to watch shows about teenagers anymore. I don't really want to read about teenagers anymore. I'm just kind of, like, I'm just, like, out of that.
Because it's, like, of course you think that you're freaking teenager.
No, literally, like, everything that they do, I'm, like, shut the fuck up. Like, you're a teenager. You don't know anything.
I'm not even scared, like, passing groups of teenagers in the street. Like, I used to be scared of that, but now I don't even care. I'm like, oh, if you laugh at me, I don't really care.
That's
like,
real.
Like, your whole outfit was paid for by your mommy. Like, I don't care. Like,
literally, when people are like that, I'm like, get a job.
Literally. Lol. Pay some bills.
True. As someone who's had a job forever.
Yeah, you're the most adult. You're adult maxing.
I've been on that grind since I was 8, guys. What can I say? You know, got that.
I was working in the mines when I was 4, actually. So.
Oh, on Minecraft? Yes!
I actually dropped out of high school to run drugs for my nana.
Wow, that's and really noble.
Fourth grade,
I never got to experience
the epic highs and lows of high school football.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Yeah. The epic highs and lows of high school football.
No, but watching Twin Peaks, because I watched Twin Peaks for the first time this year as in this school year.
Like the first two seasons.
I was literally like, why are they so freaking chungus and stupid? It's because they're teenagers.
They're all 17.
And I was like, this makes sense because they're acting so freaking dumb.
Bro, I watched Twin Peaks at the perfect age. I was actually 17 when I watched Twin Peaks. I was the exact same age as everyone. And I was talking to Morgan about this while we were watching it, but it's been really funny going through like a gradual progression of when I first watched it, I was like, Audrey Horne is so real. This is exactly how I would do it. I would also be in love with Dale Cooper and I'd be like, yes, he wants me back. Yes, this is happening. Yes, he's the only man for me. Yes, I'm going to solve this case for him. Everything is going to be awesome. We're going to be married. And now I watch it and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? He's 35. He's canonically 35.
Wow.
I'm like, what are you? Well, Kyle MacLachlan's 30. Rare case where it's like actually a younger actor playing an older character. Mm. So he looks like late 20s, like 30. But like still, I'm like, why? And also, again, that's another character where I was like, guys, just put her in university because she has no connections to the other teenage plots.
Literally.
At all. Yeah. She shows up in the high school twice. At one point, Cooper actually comments it in the dialogue. He says, well, Wednesdays were traditionally a school day when I was in school. Why aren't you in school?
Literally.
What are you doing here? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know, Cooper. What am I doing here? And now I'm like, actually, stop. It's so embarrassing. It's like when you listen to like Lana Del Rey, like start like heavy listening to Lana Del Rey and you're like, yes, at like 17. That was my experience anyway. I was like, yeah. Side tangent.
It's okay. Pretty epic. How do you guys think that someone like Pierce feels where like his first year of college was like so long ago because he's like perpetually in college?
Stop.
Because he said he's been there for like 10 years or something.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like his first year of college really started with Community. I know it's when the show started and stuff, but like he didn't have friends before because he fucking sucks and I fucking hate Pierce. But
he's
like,
an idiot.
Like,
he's failing everything.
Yeah, he didn't have that like typical experience. I mean, it's never going to be typical when you're Pierce, but...
But it's just kind of like, I guess I don't know what it would be like going to school as a mature student because I didn't.
Yeah.
I think my grandma went to she took like high school night classes as a mature student because she never got her high school diploma because she grew up in the middle of nowhere. But actually, I have a story I've never told either of you before. Have you guys ever seen the Rodney Dangerfield movie where he goes back to university with his son? There's a movie about that. And when I was like 13 or 14, my dad showed it to me because he was like, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm coming with you to university, by the way. It's called Back to School.
Yeah, this came up when we were searching movies for this.
Yes.
I've actually seen this movie. And my dad used to threaten me and be like, well, I'm coming with you to university, obviously. Obviously. Well, okay. I'd be like, but I'm in university and I have my own plays. And, and my dad would be like, well, I'll be there too. Well, obviously, I'll be there too. And then I'm going to get really old and you'll have to go back from your parties and change my poopy diaper and you have to be sorry guys, I gotta change my dad's poopy diaper. I'd be like, no dad, I'm not changing your poopy diaper. And he'd be like, but who else is gonna do it? You're my only daughter. So he was like, yeah, I'm actually gonna follow you around on campus all the time and like just be with you all the time. And it's like, bro,
I feel like there's a Melissa McCarthy movie about that.
Definitely
too.
Yeah,
yes there is.
Yeah, I think I've seen
that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think I saw that. That's actually a hilarious thing to do to your kid.
Oh, yeah. The poopy diaper thing was constant. It was from the time I was, like, 6 to, like, 14.
Didn't you know someone that was, like, going to school and their mom was also?
What?
I don't know. I think maybe they dropped out or something like that.
Oh, someone knew someone's mom that was, yeah. Oh no, I'm thinking of that mature student you guys had at VFS who was like 40. Sorry. I'm thinking of something completely different. Who dropped out in like the first term?
Joan,
yes.
I'm probably mixing up stories. But I think
weren't we all obsessed with the mature student, or the guys were in first year? What was his name? He was in a bunch of tutorials. He was this older guy, and he would be at, like, the dining hall.
I know what
hall.
You're talking about. I don't remember his name, though.
He was, like, 40 or 50 or 60. Like, he was older. And he was always around all these young women. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do remember this.
Yeah.
Not talking about this guy, but I respect older students that go to university a lot because...
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, I thought about taking a gap year. I thought about, you know, like... doing something else, taking a break between education. But I knew that if I didn't immediately go from high school into education, I just never would.
I was like,
I just need the momentum of like still being in school to like do it. Because once I enter the workforce, I'm like, well, I'm never going to want to go back to school.
Yeah, because then it almost feels like you're going backwards.
Yeah, so like I just respect older people that go to school a lot because I'm like, you know what? Goated.
Yeah.
Freaking, you're doing it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, both my parents have like been to like post-secondary like multiple times, like they're like done like multiple things in it, so I always feel like I definitely like go back and maybe I don't know, do my master's or something like that eventually. Yeah, like same. If I have the opportunity.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
Yeah, but one last thing about what you were saying about like why don't they just put things in college and university instead of high school, I completely agree with that, because even just from the perspective of like having a compelling character, like college and university for a lot of people is almost like a do-over, or like for people that like really struggle to find their own or like understand themselves in the world in high school, because not everyone has, you know, is in the right environment for that opportunity or isn't even thinking about that. So like, for example, in Community, like they all like bring these like backstories with them because either the characters that are, like, just in from high school, like Troy and Annie, like, they were dissatisfied with their high school experience in some sort of way. Or, like, Shirley, she's, like, you know, her background is she just got divorced. Her husband just left her, and she wants to get a business degree to sell her baked goods. So it's still, like, staying true to herself and her, like, passions. And, you know, we know about Piers. We just talked about him. And, like, Jeff has a fake degree, but, like, Abed like is going there initially to help like learn how to run his dad's falafel business, but he finds his passion for film. And Britta, she's someone that she's like, I don't understand. She's seen the world but doesn't understand it, you know, like that type of thing. So she eventually settles on psychology. It's like, you know what, that kind of makes sense for her.
Yeah.
And just all the character, and like even Annie, like she, you know, stuff happens with her. Margo's only seen the first like season and a half, maybe.
No, I've seen three seasons now.
I've seen three seasons.
You have?
I think so.
You've seen three full seasons?
I think I've almost.
I think you're on season two.
We watched like almost one full season, like that one time we watched it, or if not a full season. I think I'm further than you guys think.
Okay. I just don't think you've seen the season two two-parter finale.
I haven't, but I think we stopped right before that.
Okay. So like, sorry, not a season and a half. Margo's seen two seasons of Community.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you.
And
six seasons in a movie.
Six seasons in a movie.
Six seasons in a movie. Here's hoping.
No, it's coming out. It's coming out.
Eventually.
Yeah, it's coming out eventually. Dan Harmon said he'd wait as long as it takes to get everyone on the same schedule. But I just think so there's so much more because like you also like in terms of like exposition, like you can get so much about someone like just based on like what they're going to school for,
literally,
like what they've decided their major is going to be and mm-hmm. like all the stuff that they like all their backstory. Like, again, whether it be high school or like gap mm-hmm. year or years or gap decades. Like,
yeah, I even found that in Vampire Diaries, sorry, just because I've been watching it mm-hmm. and like Caroline becomes like a drama major and it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. actually, yes,
that makes complete
and then like
sense.
Elena's like, yeah, I want to go into like med, like be a doctor and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Like, everything just makes sense that you would like choose to do that. And it's just like way more freedom for the characters. And I just think it's more like interesting. And so then, and you can like do a show centered around that because Community did it. So I'm
exactly.
Like, I'm like, it is possible. Cause like, I know that the appeal of high school is they're all in the same place, they're all in the same town. Like, it's super, like, they're super close together. Like, sure, I get it. But I'm
can't
like,
can't escape each other.
I'm like, just put it in college though.
Put it in college. Because then you can get people coming from all over. Like, mm-hmm. it's just so much more interesting. Like, the only other thing I can think of is, like, what was that show with Priyanka Chopra about the FBI? And they're, like, training to be FBI. Quantico. That was cool because, like, they're all in, like, an academy together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the best show in the world. It doesn't matter. But, like, I was like, oh, all these people from different backgrounds. Where you don't really get that with high school. It's like we've all known each other our whole yeah, How to Get Away with Murder. That's another, great example.
Yeah. There's this show called Sex Lives of College Girls,
mm-hmm.
and it's so funny, and it's just, like, really good, and it's just literally about the sex lives of college girls. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like...
There you go.
It's just Timothée Chalamet's sister, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Cool.
But anyways, and so is Renee Rapp, but... Yeah.
Wow. Right.
This isn't. And a bunch of other really funny people that I can't remember their names off the top of my head.
It's
but,
okay.
It's just, like, fun, you know? And I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, finally.
Because this is the time to have fun. Because also there's a whole thing where it's, like, in high school, like, people having fun. Or it's like, okay, you need to focus on school and this and that. And then it's, like, parents. And it's like, yo, ugh. Enough.
Yeah.
Just put them in freaking college.
Literally.
You can literally put them in a community college and have it be fun.
Yep.
Literally, bro. Like.
Literally.
Just got to have good characters.
And I don't understand, because in these high school shows, they always miss out. Like, they're never in high school. They're always
it's never about high school. Or if it is, it's like some creepy teacher is like perving on some.
Yeah, like in Riverdale.
Yeah,
Mrs. Crabapple or whatever.
Yeah, the freaking
music
teacher.
That's from The Simpsons.
The music teacher perving on Archie, and even in Pretty Little Liars, too.
Well, I guess you can't perv on people in university.
Yeah, but
see,
like.
So maybe that's
this is
why
I'm saying there's
but
lots
the thing
of pedophiles,
is,
bro.
No, right? Because it's like if you just cared about it being a teacher, it's like, bro, there's. Did you know that you also go to learn things with teachers in college
and you can
and
also be 17 or 18.
And then you can have cool like hookups with the TAs in the show.
Yeah.
And they're like your age.
And then a character could become a TA. You ever freaking think about that, Hollywood?
True. Also, wait, you could just have everyone stay in the same place in a residence.
Yeah, in a dorm, bro.
Literally.
Untapped. Like, you only ever see it in movies for a short amount of times, but I'm like, that's so much. So much character development mm-hmm. happens there.
So
like,
much happened when we all lived in a dorm together.
Yeah. Yeah, every day, like, so 10 million things happen.
I was like, there's so many people like me.
Yeah. Like, actually, we all became, like, codependent on each other.
Yeah, because we were in a residence learning community, so everyone on the floor... Like, was either a film major or agreed to be on a floor with film majors. So that's a level of tolerance.
It was kind
of
like the 100.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Have, like, your faction and, like you're all together trapped in this one place. But, like.
Literally.
It's like the 100 before they landed. Like, when they're all in, mm-hmm. like, space juvie together.
Yeah. Or, like, when they just land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They only have each other.
Yeah. The 100, they're normal ages, right? They're, like, no, they're teenagers. Never mind.
Yeah, but That's a case of Marie Avdaropoulos, I want to say. I think she was like 25 when she was playing Octavia at 18, and I believed it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
at a certain, point, too. She's like 30-something, like, playing like a 21-year-old, yeah. And I'm like, I believe it. You look that age, bro. She's so beautiful.
In Dairy Girls, they're all like in their 30s, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like,
oh, that's like Pen 15.
Yeah,
But that's like on purpose.
That's a comedy show, yeah.
Yeah, it's on purpose, but...
Everyone else is like in middle school though on that show.
Oh really?
Yeah. Just their adults and everyone else's kids.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we wrap it?
Catch you next week.
Yeah.
Bop, bop.
No. Bop, bop. Yeah, make sure to put in 12 hours of a cappella practice before next week or we'll know.
We're gonna chop your toes.
Or we will email you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
sorry, that got me.
Catch you guys next week.
Bye.